Evening, peeps. If the doorbell rings in the middle of this boo, it's our takeaway, so I might have to disappear. I just thought I'd do a quick boo. This may go on to two parts, I don't know. Blimmin' heck. I've had quite an eventful couple of days, really. The other day, to cut a very long story short, I've been waiting to hear about something that I left in Hereford when I was with Justine. I left a box of tapes. Now, it was, I used to keep a diary on tape. And when I moved, I forgot them. And I want them back. So I've been chasing these up with the letting agency in Hereford. So the other day they rang me and they said, "I haven't forgotten about your tapes. Justine is clearing the property next Friday and Saturday," which is this Friday and Saturday coming. "So I will make sure that, you know, I've told her not to take them and she's going to try her best to leave them." You know, she said, "Oh, I'm not sure what box it is, but I'll try my best not to take it." So Claire from Arena said, I'll let you know, what happens. She said also, "Justine isn't taking all the furniture and she wants to know, do you want any of it?" And it was a bed, a fridge freezer, a washing machine, a bedside cabinet. And I thought, well, actually, that really would be handy. So I've been trying, along with me and my mum have been trying, Chris has been trying, my mum's husband's been trying to get some way of getting down to Hereford to pick these bits up. The problem is, it's not going to be possible because getting a removal company would cost hundreds. And I mean hundreds. Mark did find a van, my mum's husband. He borrowed a van. He could borrow a van off his friend in work. But the problem was, he can only do it on a weekend. And we can't get the keys until from sort of next Monday on. So in the end, I said, "Oh, look, I'm not going to keep stressing about it. I'm going to have to ring Arena and say no." So unfortunately, I had to say no to all that, which was a bit of a disappointment, but there was nothing I could do about it. In the meantime, Chris's dad said, there's an electrical shop in Immingham and the guy there has got a fridge freezer. It's a frost-free one. And he's asking £89 for it. So basically, I have bought it. I've put a deposit on it. And I said to him, "When I get the keys, I will ring you and pay the rest. And I will... he can deliver it as well." So that's that. Why is it whenever I'm trying to do a boo, all the birds go mad? Cocker. Honestly. God, sorry about this. Then I've been chasing up the agency this end for the flat here, saying, "Have you had the reference from my current landlord yet?" And they hadn't had it. Oh, for God's sake. So yesterday I rang them again. "Have you had it?" "No, nothing yet." So I texted the landlord and said, you know, "Have you received the email?" Because they're saying they haven't had it. In the meantime, I had a phone call then from, just after I sent the text, I had a phone call from the letting agency saying, "I have received the reference from your landlord and that's all fine." So I thought, oh, brilliant. The only problem is there was a but. And the but is that there are some safety issues at the property. Apparently, there was something wrong with the electrics in the bathroom. I don't know what it was, bare wires or something. So an electrician was going to go in and have a look at it. It was an electrician from Croft Estate Agents. Now, apparently the landlord has an electrician and he had gone in and said, everything's fine. The estate agent's electrician had gone in and said, no, it isn't fine. There are some more safety issues that need sorting out here. I don't know what they all are. I didn't go into the whys and wherefores of it all, to be honest. Because at this point, I was beginning to lose the will to live. So they said, we want to get it all sorted, but we're waiting for the landlord to respond because obviously he's going to need to foot the bill. And they said at the moment he hasn't got back to us. So as soon as we know anything, we'll let you know. But you may not be able to pick your keys up on Thursday. So I'm thinking, oh, wonderful. So, of course, that put me in a miserable mood yesterday. Great. So I rang again this morning. I rang the letting agency and I said, look, any news? No, we're still waiting for a response from the landlord. We'll ring you back. Right, okay, fine. Anyway, in the meantime, I went with Chris and his mum and dad into Grimsby. And I bought a load of stuff that it was little things, but it was things I needed. Like I needed a kettle. I needed a toaster. I needed a new tin opener. I needed a new pair of scissors. I needed a new kitchen roll holder. I needed... what else did I get? Oh, I bought a dinner service. It was a 12-piece dinner service for 4 dinner plates, 4 side plates and 4 bowls. I found a glass worktop saver, you know, one of the chopping board things. Just little things like that, that I just needed to have. I just didn't have any of my own, as it were. Some of the things I've got on my own, I've got my own set of kitchen utensils. Oh, I had to buy some oven trays and just little bits and pieces. So I did quite well there today. I was really pleased with some of the things I got. Some lovely canisters for tea, coffee and sugar. They were really nice. They're not specifically for that, but they will do well as those. So I had a good afternoon in Grimsby buying little bits like that. In fact, Chris bought my toaster for me. Bless him. So that was nice. So I came back home, came back here, and Chris's mum and dad were here because Chris had a new sofa today. So I'm having the one he had, and he's having this new leather one. So that was being delivered this afternoon. So, of course, there were things everywhere because Chris's mum and dad were trying to move the old sofa out into the kitchen. So the kitchen was upside down. The living room was upside down. Oh, my God. So I disappeared upstairs and made a phone call. I thought, oh, I'm going to stay up here out of the way. Then Chris's sofa turned up and it's lovely. It's a leather one. It's green leather. 2-seat, 2 chairs and a 3-seater sofa. Both the chairs recline, as do both ends of the sofa. Very nice too. So the kitchen is currently taken up by my sofa. So I thought, oh, I can't stand this anymore. It's 10 to 4. I'm going to ring the estate agents. So I rang them. I said, look, what's happening? Oh, has James not rung you back? I said to Sue, I said, no, he hasn't rung me back. She said, oh, well, I know all the work has been, it is being done. We've had the go ahead to do it. Oh, thank God. So she said, I'll get him to call you back. He's talking to someone at the moment, but I'll get him to ring you. So I was sat here waiting and I thought, he's not going to ring me. He's not going to ring me. Anyway, about 5 to 6, he did ring me, to be fair. And he said, good news. The work is underway. Oh, brilliant. Well, it will be underway tomorrow. He said, there's an electrician going in to do all these bits. He said, also, I've got a joiner going in because there's a cupboard door that they can't open. It's the boiler cupboard door. And also he's putting a handrail on the stairs for me because there's a banister, but it only goes halfway up. So they're putting a handrail on the other side. He said, also, there's a plumber coming to do the gas safety check. He said, the only problem is that is dependent on the electric being back on. He said, so if the plumber gets there and the electricians haven't finished, he said, I'm a bit stuck. He said, so I don't know what to suggest to you. He said, I can ring you tomorrow